And now we turn to a story about the conflict between religious belief and science, and how one man's quest to prove his religion to be true cost him his beliefs.
Much of the Book of Mormon takes place in the ancient Americas, where two warring tribes lived and fought, including the Nephites, who the book says sailed from Israel about around 600 BC and landed somewhere in the Americas. The belief goes Jesus appeared to these people after his resurrection. Well, centuries later, a Mormon lawyer became interested in finding exactly where this happened. The Book of Mormon gave scattered clues describing a narrow isthmus and a river called Sidon, but debates have raged over where exactly this took place. So Thomas Stewart Ferguson embarked on a journey to find out. Lizzie Wade documented his quest in Science magazine recently and how it ultimately caused him to lose his faith. I spoke with her about it recently via Skype.
So Thomas Stewart Ferguson was a lawyer. He wasn't an archaeologist, but he, in college at UC Berkeley, got like really interested in Mesoamerican civilizations. And, you know, he had grown up in a Mormon family. He was Mormon his whole life. But he really wanted to prove the Book of Mormon, I think, both for himself and, you know, to sort of spread the gospel to the rest of the world, because he felt like not very many people would believe this had happened unless it could be proven. So he, you know, he just sort of became obsessed with this idea of pinpointing exactly where in the Americas the Book of Mormon stories had taken place, and then going there to find the things that the Book of Mormon talked about and therefore prove that his religion was the true religion. So he decided that this had happened in Mexico, and specifically became really, really interested in the state of Chiapas, sort of the middle part of Chiapas and the part of Chiapas that goes along the Pacific coast.
So he goes there and starts to excavate, right? To look for proof.
Yep. You know, one particularly formative moment was he went to the state of Campeche and, you know, he'd hired a local guide and just went around with a couple of his friends, like hacking their way through jungle and finding pyramids that nobody had excavated before and finding pottery. And then later on, he would get a little more scientific about it, for lack of a better word, like looking at specific time periods, radiocarbon dating, ceramic chronologies. So he got very interested in southern Chiapas and, you know, hired really good archaeologists and went around with them in the state, like doing a bunch of surveys of different sites, which basically just means finding mounds in the land that could be former buildings and picking up like all the pottery and figurines you can find off the surface to try to figure out if there's something underneath and, you know, later bring people back for excavations.
But at a certain point, right, he gets discouraged that he hasn't found this proof that he's looking for. When did he start to realize that this might not happen?
So sort of in the 60s, there's kind of a change in his letters. You know, at the beginning, he's super convinced that he's going to find proof of the Book of Mormon, namely in the form of Hebrew or Egyptian writing, any day, like within at least a few years of the foundation opening. And then it's been 10 years and they haven't found anything. He gets kind of excited about a couple of different specific finds and his collaborators sort of have to talk him down. And, you know, it's just not really going the way that he thought it would. And then in the late 60s, there's discovery in a totally different part of the world that totally rocks his faith to the core.
Tell us about that. That was from Egypt, right?
Yeah, so at a certain point in the 19th century, Joseph Smith, who is the founder of the Mormon Church, bought some Egyptian mummies and some Egyptian texts on papyrus. And he translated those texts, he translated those texts with divine help into a book that's called the Book of Abraham, which is part of the Church of Latter-day Saints scripture. The texts were rediscovered in the late 1960s, and they had somehow ended up in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So Ferguson thought, well, you know, if this archaeology thing isn't really working out, like, this is my chance, right? Like, I can send these texts out to Egyptologists, and they'll translate them, and it'll come back saying exactly what the Book of Abraham says, and I will have proved it. You know, I will have completed my mission. And so that's what he did. He got copies of these hieroglyphic texts, sent them out to four different scientists. And all of them basically came back and said, you know, these do appear to be authentic Egyptian writings, but it's the Book of the Dead, which is basically buried in every Egyptian tomb. It's, you know, a super common piece of literature from that culture.
So at that point, was Ferguson just devastated?
It seems like, I mean, there's sort of a gap of a few years in his letters. And then a year or two after he starts getting these results back from the Egyptologist, he seems to have done a complete 180 on not only Mormonism, but like religion in general. He sort of thinks that, you know, Mormonism and religion in general serves like a positive social good, and that it creates community and lays out morality and things like that, but that none of the supernatural stuff is true. His faith seems to have crumbled almost instantly.
Wow. So they didn't find the proof for the Book of Mormon that he was looking for, but they did find a lot of other important things. How did this institute and his research sort of change our understanding of pre-colonial Mexico?
So yeah, this turned out to be a really, really important place, and it had been really overlooked. But it turned out to be the place where the first people in Mesoamerica made this super key transition from being hunter-gatherers to being farmers, which ushered in all of civilization as we know it, basically. Every Mesoamerican political power for thousands of years would come to this region, either dominate it or, you know, establish their outposts. So it was really interesting that like a lot of the themes that Ferguson was interested in exploring, like the origins of Mesoamerican civilizations, where did they come from? Who were the people that lived there? These turned out to be really key questions that this region of Chiapas could answer. But the answers just, of course, turned out to be very different than the ones he was expecting to find about the Book of Mormon.
Lizzie Wade is Science Magazine's Latin America correspondent. Lizzie, thanks so much for telling us about this.
Thank you so much for having me.